Welcome to Men Alive, a biblical journey to help us become conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. I'm your host, Paul Estabrooks. Our teacher is my longtime friend, Dr. Jim Cunningham, consultant in adult education and director of Go Teach Global. Jim, what is the difference between normal insight and the gift of discernment?
There is a big difference, Paul. Let me tell you a true story. Years ago, my wife, Reed, and I were driving from Canada to meetings in Nashville, Tennessee, in the southern USA. As we were driving through the state of Kentucky, we saw a sign that said Mammoth Caves of Kentucky. It boasted to be one of the world's longest known cave systems, with more than 400 miles or 600 and some kilometers to be explored. We turned in to see the caves. The entrance was in a rural area removed from many towns. The guide took us as a group down an extended passageway cut through the rock until we arrived in a large, dark room. The guide took bands of straw, lit them with fire, and threw them up on the ledge to give light in the room. "This room," he said, "is called the Methodist Room." And then with a little pause, he added, "Why?" "Because it's too dry for the Baptists." The few Christian people in the group who caught the joke laughed politely, and then he added, "Years ago, a circuit-riding Methodist minister used to ride horseback from town to town. He would come down here and hold church services. This room has a constant 57 degrees or 14 Celsius in these caves. It's nice and cool in the summer and warmer and pleasant in the winter than outside. Any questions?" We had none. So we carried on with the tour. But wait, this did not make sense to my wife and me. Why would little old Methodist ladies in long flowing gingham dresses come down into a dark, dingy cave for a church service? Perhaps it was cooler in the summer, but wait, there was no town above the caves or even nearby. Where did they come from? The story did not make sense. But as visitors hearing the story for the first time, we did not know what questions to ask. Later in Tennessee, at our meetings with leaders of the United Methodist Church, we inquired about what's called the Methodist Room. The leader said, "We don't talk about that room. That's not a cave," he mentioned rather somberly. "It was a nitrate mine during the Civil War. Slaves worked chained together 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And once a week, they were allowed into the largest room in the cave to have a service with a circuit-riding Methodist minister, hence the name, the Methodist Room." Now the name of the room made sense. Discernment works that way. You hear something that is partially true. There was a church service in that room. It makes a little sense, but it does not feel like the place for a normal church service. Deep down, your spirit says, there is more to this story. Scripture tells us that discernment comes from the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit. As humans, and especially as men, we often miss significant insights because we either forget or ignore asking the Holy Spirit to give us discernment. 1 Corinthians 2:14 says, "The person without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, but considers them foolishness and cannot understand them because they are discerned only through the Spirit."
Great story, Jim. Before you continue, let me remind our listeners that this is Men Alive with Dr. Jim Cunningham from Go Teach Global. We invite you to visit our website at goteachglobal.com. There you will find lots of teaching topics by Dr. Jim and learn what the purpose and ministry of Go Teach Global is all about. He and I have also written a text used around the world titled Standing Strong Through the Storm. It's in its third edition and has been translated into more than 48 languages. You'll also find some videos of Standing Strong Through the Storm teaching on Dr. Jim's website, as well as the YouTube link to 12 webinar videos recently offered on the topics from the SSTS text. While there on the Go Teach Global website, you can see and listen to all or any of the episodes of this radio program and podcast, Men Alive. As of this recording, there are 128 programs there on many different topics, as well as comments from you, our listeners. Another of Dr. Jim's website pages allows you to download all the free documents offered here on the Men Alive programs. There is one we want to especially highlight on this program. It is titled, Live the Jesus Way. Dr. Jim and I want to see everyone living the Jesus Way, and that's why we're offering this special digital booklet. It contains 30 daily devotionals based on verses from two sources of the New Testament where Jesus identifies the key elements of his unique teaching. Each devotional highlights a scripture passage with a short comment and often concludes with a story. Then there's a response and a prayer at the end. We believe it will encourage and help you reflect the grace and character of Jesus of Nazareth to each person you meet in each of your roles as a man. Live the Jesus Way is free for the downloading at www.goteachglobal.com. And of course, you can always contact Dr. Jim with your questions at menaliveuntogod@gmail.com. That's menaliveuntogod@gmail.com.
Rita had part of her nurse's training on what hospitals used to call the psych ward for patients with severe psychological or mental health issues. Her training included three phrases, stop, look, and listen, before you approach a patient. She would stop, look at their eyes, listen to their voice, and observe their demeanor. Often you can discern a person's state of mind or character by listening to their words and by watching their behavior. Best-selling author Malcolm Gladwell writes in his book, Blink, that it's often wiser to go with our initial impressions of a person or a situation, that first blink, than to try and analyze or over-assess a situation. But what is this gift of discernment, and how is it different from ordinary discernment? The Apostle Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians 12:10 that the Holy Spirit gives gifts to whoever he decides to. Gives someone the ability to discern whether a message is from the Spirit of God or from another spirit. He gives one person the power to perform miracles, another the ability to prophesy, someone else the ability to discern whether a message is from the Spirit of God or from another spirit. Still another person is able to speak in unknown languages, while another is given the ability to interpret what is being said. So there is a spiritual gift of discernment given to individual Christians as needed in their life. For the majority of us, we learn discernment by studying the Word of God and learning His principles. The prophet Ezra identified specific leaders he called, quote, men of discernment, unquote. The book of Proverbs says, these proverbs will give insight to the simple, knowledge and discernment to the young. I like Proverbs 28:11 that says, rich people may think they're wise, but a poor person with discernment can see right through them.
Then discernment is more than a gift. It's like a flashlight in a dark place.
Yes, in the New Testament, the Apostle Paul said to Hebrews, there is much more we would like to say about this, but it is difficult to explain, especially since you are spiritually dull and don't seem to listen. You have been believers so long now that you ought to be teaching others. Instead, you need someone to teach you again the basic things about God's Word. You are like babies who need milk and cannot eat solid food. For someone who lives on milk is still an infant and does not know how to do what is right. Solid food is for those who are mature, who through training have the skill to recognize or discern the difference between right and wrong. The key words are through training. It takes training in the Word of God to have discernment. Some false teachers go door to door in many countries saying Jesus is not God. They deny Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and there is no other way to heaven than through Jesus. Some teach the idea that if we say Jesus is the only way to God, that makes Christianity exclusive and intolerant. It's good news that God has loved us so much that He provided a way to heaven through accepting His Son as our personal Redeemer. No world leader of any religion guarantees a way to heaven. Only Jesus Christ can do that. We need discernment when it comes to understanding information received from the media. Francis Schaeffer used the illustration that you could have two news cameras at the same event. If one camera showed what happened 10 meters to the left, it would be an entirely different perception of the event from the camera focused 10 meters to the right. The camera operator first selects what gets filmed. Then the editor chooses which part gets shown on TV. And in some cases, the owner of the media outlet will decree what can or cannot be shown in the news that evening. We, the viewer, have a 5-second image or a 30-second soundbite that tells us about the event the way the people want us to see it or read about it, and it takes wise discernment to determine the facts and the truth for yourself. For example, Rwanda is a challenging country to understand. Fourth smallest in size in Africa, with one of the largest per person per square kilometer population. When you and I visited, Paul, we went to the Holocaust Memorial. We heard that the country was about 95% Christian and 5% Muslim. There was a genocide in Rwanda. In essence, Christian Hutus, who were 85% of the population, fought against Christian Tutsis, who were now 10% of the population. Over 1 million, mostly Tutsis, were killed in 100 days by the Hutus. It would take wise discernment by any external observer or visitor to try and comprehend how such a tragedy could start and how to avoid it. Men, our challenge is to increase our discernment with God's help so we can be peacemakers in a world of violent people. People need the wisdom and the hope that comes from knowing Jesus Christ personally, the Prince of Peace.
There you have it for today, men. We increase our discernment when we apply the principles taught in Scripture by our Lord Jesus Christ, and when we become conformed to His image and His way of thinking. For a printed copy of this program's teaching, or with any questions you may have, email Dr. Jim at menaliveuntogod@gmail.com. Men Alive is a production of Go Teach Global. For more information, go to our website at www.goteachglobal.com. Until next time, I'm Paul Estabrooks on behalf of Dr. Jim Cunningham, encouraging you to be men alive, conformed to the image of Jesus Christ.